Restaurant chain Ask Italian has a brand new Braille menu, which is now available across its 66 UK restaurants. The restaurant chain also partnered with blind artist Clark Reynolds to install a Braille art piece in the window of their Park Street restaurant, which is in central London, over the festive period. So thanks for joining us, Clark. So this is great news, first of all. How did you become involved?
Well, I think I've been involved just by being an artist, by plugging away the beauty of Braille and the importance of Braille. You know, even though I exhibit Braille as my art form, the underlying message is, why is it not used regularly? Why are we, like, discarding a beautiful language? So I got contacted for this project and overwhelmed because it's my first corporate gig. And any artist will tell you that is huge. You know, if you're sight loss or you've got vision, it's so hard to get that first corporate gig under your belt. I'm overjoyed.
So tell us what you come up with.
So I am actually a Braille artist. I'm the only one in the UK. And I treat Braille like a typography. You know, the importance of letters around the world. You know, every day when you see it. So I take that small dot and I blow it up and I give it meaning. So for the Ask Italian restaurant, I designed a snowflake. So when you see it, it looks like a snowflake, but embedded in it is a three-course Christmas menu off of Ask Italian's menu, and obviously with a little tipple at the end as well. And it was the hardest art piece I've created. 99% of my artwork is on a flat board where I can control the light. You know, I work with solid dots. So imagine working on, I call, kryptonite. It's a blind person's kryptonite, which is a clear glass. And the constant light changes. And all I had was some masking tape and some vinyl dots. And I relied just literally on touch. I couldn't see the artwork. I had no idea what it looked like. And I was amazed that it came out as straight as it did, to be fair.
How long did it take you?
It took me two days. One first day, it was a full day. Like longer than a 9 to 5. So in total, with designing it as well, it took 3 days with design.
And talk about your own sight loss, Clark. I believe you've got retinitis pigmentosa.
Yeah, so for me, every day is a new day. You know, I wake up seeing for the first time because depending on light condition, depending on how where I am. And for me, it literally is like looking underwater. It's like looking for 1,000 dots. And obviously, when the light changes, it all depends on how I see and the shadow. So I what I've been doing as a visual artist, foremost, is I've been training my brain to create new memories of how I perceive colour. It's strange. It's really hard to put it into words because I know what red is. I know what yellow is. But I don't perceive it how I used to. You know, so I've literally been erasing memories over the last couple of years and replacing them with how I perceive colour now. So yeah, I'm enjoying life. I'm enjoying being blind.
Now, Ask say this is only the first step as they get ready to introduce their Menu for Everyone initiative. This will see Braille signage on toilet doors, as well as the front of house staff learning British Sign Language. What do you think this is going to do, Clark, for the confidence of people with visual impairments and hearing impairments also?
Amazing. I mean, I've always championed that Braille should be on toilets. It should be a law. And not, hopefully, Ask Italian won't put the Braille on the high up. Because what vision impaired person puts their hand up to open a door? It should be by the handle, you know. And also for vision impaired children, you know, I'm a patron of a major charity, Victor, you know, and I want them to go into restaurants and know that what gender toilet they're going into, what they're going to ask on their menu if they've got a children's menu, you know. It's going to be amazing.
So what does the future hold for you now you've had your first corporate gig?
Oh, I mean, I have ambitions, right? I want to be recognised for what my profession, you know. I don't want to be seen as a hobby. And unfortunately, because I have a disability in the creative sector, we are seen as a hobbyist. You know, I want to collaborate with Damien Hirst. You know, I want to work with a major hotel chain using my colour-coded Braille and have it in hotels. So when you're having your coffee and there's a big art piece on the wall, you'll sit down and coffee, oh, what's that say? And then you're given the code and you're literally learning Braille through colour association. You know, I have ambitions to exhibit at Tate Modern. You know,
fantastic.
I, you know, it's great. And what's really nice at the moment is I'm getting emails from university students and they're using me as part of their dissertation as a case study because I'm changing the way we see Braille and design.
How can people follow you and have a look at some of your work?
So my webpage is steamwithoutseeing.com and it's linked to my Instagram account, it's linked to my journeys and what I've been up to. And yeah, like I say, going blind has made me a better person and a better artist.
Clark, it's been a pleasure talking to you. You've been a real inspiration. Good luck for the future and good luck to everyone at Ask Italian.
Yes, and hopefully next year, people will follow suit and Ask Italian will be a trailblazer in the industry.